Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I got to give you the obligatory, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, 1798Part2.org, and RepublicReview.org. This is still the only show that provides you with the constitutional processes and solutions for fixing the mess that we have allowed this republic to get into. I can get more into that, but today it's going to be a little different. If you cannot listen to this entire show today, this show is rebroadcasted on Thursday at 5 p.m., Saturdays at 11 a.m., and Sunday at 9 p.m. Now, for those of you who have not listened to this show that often, as this show has been growing in the Spokane area, this is an educational show. Many parts of these shows refer to previous shows, and those shows build off of each other. Consequently, to stay abreast with our content, you'll need to listen to all of these shows to garner what Republic Review is, as well as the issues that we are confronting as a local community, as well as a republic. Do not forget that you can download the podcast at reclaimingtherepublic.org to stay informed. Today, my focus is on specific races and specific issues for this general election. I mean, there's a lot of things that are just really no-brainers, but we need to drill into some of these because I just think it is critical that we as voters have the information we need so that we can get informed and involved. So with that, let me get into the I have no idea if anybody happens to know who Rob Cruz is. Rob Chase. Rob Chase is literally a local leader. He has been providing the Republican Coffee Club, and I know he has been working very hard at trying to move from his position because when he went into the Treasury, he said that he was only going to do two terms, and he has kept his word. And so as the county treasurer, he is literally abandoning that post. As an incumbent, he could have easily maintained that position. I challenge anybody. We've heard a few people say, oh, I'm not going to run again. I'm not going to run again. And every time it comes up, they run again. I could easily point fingers at some of you that might be listening just because I might mention you, but you already know who you are. But with that, Rob actually provides local insights so that you can understand what the heck's going on. And this last week with his Republican Coffee Club, he had Kelly Grant from the coordinationinstructions.org or institute.org. And he presented the coordination process to the group, which is being used to halt the acquisition of Avista by Hydro One. And so that's no surprise here. And I believe that this coming week, Rob will have another surprise because obviously he's so busy trying to help save this local community and trying to get your votes. He doesn't have the time to necessarily do all the administration for this local Republican Coffee Club. So anyway, if you want to help Rob, by all means, show up on Friday morning at 7 a.m. at the Something Else Deli at 152 South Sherman with cash or your checkbook in hand. He needs your help. He's not getting corporate financing advertising as you've been being basically lambasted by Avista One in trying to support his opponent, Mary Cooney, in getting her into office because they know Rob will stop the Avista to Hydro One transfer. There's just no way Rob is going to lay over or roll over and lay down and let corporations actually take advantage of the local community here in getting us good U.S. citizens in subsidizing even more failed socialism up in Canada. So again, make sure you make it to this coming meeting. I have no idea who it's going to be. I know it'll be great because you'll be able to get there and give Rob some of your support. I know that the Northwest Grassroots will be having a movie night. Don't know when or where, but I'll give you more information as soon as we get closer. Hopefully next week we'll have that information. But I will also tell you that if you have not done so yet, you can subscribe to their YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube, just look for Northwest Grassroots, and then hit that little red subscribe button. That way you'll get updates and you'll get notices every time you are, every time they actually put a new post or a new video feed or what have you up on YouTube, which usually are their meetings and or presentations that they support and so forth. Before I go too further or too far down this road, I also need to kind of reel back and say, if you are willing to support, because I don't have much more time in the airwaves on the Spokane airwaves here on KSBN. And so I would love to get your support. If you want to, you know, help with Republic Review, you want to help in your local communities, just email me info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I would ask that you look into the Constitution Club. They have the states broken down as well as the counties within the states. This is something you may want to actually, because it's free to join at this point in time. I believe they're going to get to a point probably by next year where they're going to start charging. It'll be a nominal fee. But the reason they need to do that is so that they can actually segregate information so that you actually, you know, you can't just go into a county and see what business the county is talking about, the good patriots in that county, unless you're paying for access and you have to actually provide enough details to be allowed to join. In other words, before you can even pay to join, you basically have to, you know, if you want to call it, it's a club. And if you want to call it a boys club or what have you, an exclusive club, then it is an exclusive club. That way you do not, if you don't know somebody, you don't have to let them into the county to have access into the information that you're posting. So if there is a need to create an additional county that you want to steer or, you know, kind of lead up or what have you. But the whole point is to make sure that people know who is in these groups. Unlike Facebook, where all of a sudden people with fake information and so forth will be coming in and basically spying. And that's been happening a lot in some of the local groups here because there are people that like to bully people in social media. And so the way they're going to do this on constitutionclub.ning.com, it's going to be different. So you won't be able to necessarily just sneak in. And this way, these forums will be able to kind of be a little bit more safe from being, you know, bombarded by either a bully or what have you. So, as I say, and as a matter of fact, they're going to be playing a very pivotal role in helping Republic Review as well as rescinding the 17th Amendment. So you definitely want to get involved with the Constitution Club. That is ran by Keith Borders out of California. Even though California may seem lost, there are some really good patriots down there. So anyway, as you know, we've all received our ballots. At least I got mine last week. And if you have not voted, so you need to do so. Do not wait. The sooner you vote, the better. What that means is that the sooner you get your vote cast, then it automatically starts ratcheting up. What we want to do is we want to get, you know, we want to get as close to 100% in the very first week. That way, it makes it harder and harder for them to do manipulation as the way they have done it in handling your ballots. Unlike the old voting process in precincts, you knew exactly who that person was. It was sitting in the garage or wherever they were doing the voting, and that you actually, you know, had a level of confidence that that person wasn't a party operative that was going to try to pull off any shenanigans. Your votes were counted and so forth. And then, you know, it was all fed into the system. And that's how we got results literally almost the same day, other than the absentee ballots and so forth as they were coming in. As you know, there have been plenty of acknowledgments by many of the witnesses that basically say, hey, this is just steeped with shenanigans. There are all different types of opportunities. We need to get away from the mail-in ballot. And as a matter of fact, there needs to be an initiative to basically return back to precincts. I would love to see technology get involved. But until then, and until we have a good, secure process, and oh, by the way, if you cannot go online to confirm that every single one of your votes were counted the way you voted, then we do not have transparency. Because this secrecy crap, that is only to believe or get you to understand that, you know, what you vote for is very private and very BS. You should be able to get out in front of the courthouse and basically say, this is how I voted, and I want to be able to make sure that it voted and those votes were counted as I voted them. Not based on some reworking of a ballot and or redoing the process and so forth. It is important that we actually take control of our election process, because right now with these mail-in ballots, this is the progressive machine that has gained control of our election system. And so with that, I'm at a hard break. But I've got more voting and election information, so please stay tuned, and I will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. And as you can tell, I'm going to be trying to speak really fast, so I'll probably stumble a little bit through this. But if you voted, then I want you to get out and I want you to basically let everybody know that they can congratulate you for voting and participating in a self-governing system. I also want you to get out there and kind of find out whether other people have voted. And if they haven't, then you need to prod them and say, hey, look, this is the one responsibility we have in a self-governing system. Get out and vote. And don't shame them, at least not the first day, maybe the third or fourth day. However, if they have voted, congratulate them for participating in our self-governing system. And with that, I also want to really put a little bit of light on Sandinista Lisa and what has been going on with the communist efforts in this neck of the woods. The west side of this state and money that has been flooding in from the communist agenda that is outside of this state has been spending a lot of money trying to get the ground game, trying to get people out into these very rural areas. We have seen in Stevens County a lot of focus up there. I'm sure that all the other counties are seeing the same. And the rural areas are being worked very hard by the communist efforts in getting those who are registered independents and Democrats to vote. And so if you're not getting the efforts from the hardworking, because you got to understand this, you have to understand that those people who are on the Republican side of the House, most of them have jobs. Most of them are the producers that are paying for the welfare system that is supporting these people who don't have work to come around and knocking on all these doors and trying to get all the other people on the welfare state and or the independent people who like to think that they're still working, but they're not necessarily associated to any. And most of them tend to vote Republican. Most of the independents in this area tend to vote on conservative values. And so it is important that you participate in at least getting those independent-minded voters that are near you, your friends, your neighbors, your family, get them to vote and get them to vote on the issues and matters that truly will save and help preserve our liberties. Do you want to see America turn into a Venezuela or Cuba? Like I said last week, that's exactly what candidates like Lisa and Marie Cantwell are trying to do to us here. That's exactly where they want to take us. I won't even mention all of the stuff I've been doing on the Red State Talk radio show. If you're not listening to that, then I just highly recommend you do. It is information and perspectives that you're not getting from anybody else. Today, I want to cover those key races and issues that I mentioned before. Before I do, though, I want to beg you, I want to plead, beseech that you take a look at the national party platforms of both parties. Most people don't know what a platform is. Well, I think, you know, if you put it in context of a physical platform, people understand that. Because that was the old days of soapboxes or whatever somebody could get up on to be elevated so that they could speak in a public forum. Back long before we had possibly electricity in our election process and so forth. A political party platform is a formal set of principal goals which are supported by a political party or an individual candidate. And that's why most candidates have their own kind of platform or the things they try to address those things of their party platform so that they can say, look, I'm aligned with the Republicans on this, or I'm aligned with the communists on this. And so they do this. They create these alignments in order to appeal to the general public, for the ultimate purpose of garnering the general public support and votes, which is you, the electorate, you vote for them about complicated topics or issues. And it's really not that complicated. If you really sit down and, you know, define liberty and enslavement or subjugation, it literally comes down to that. And so when you start really looking, and I'm going to get into a very particular issue that I want to give you a different perspective, because I think that if you look at both the Democrats and the Republicans, they agree on one issue. But before I get into that, the plank is the term, because you hear planks associated with platforms. Plank is the term often given to the components of the platform or the political platform, the opinions and viewpoints about individual topics as they are held by a party, whether it be the military, whether it be healthcare, whether it be education, whether it be blah. The plank are individual components or individual issues. The word plank depicts a component of an overall political platform as a metaphorical reference to the basic stage made out of boards or planks of wood that make up an individual platform. The metaphor can return to its literal original context or its origins when speaking public debates or when speaking out in the if you want to call them at the courthouse or what have you. A lot of times in my reading of history, Madison and Monroe, when they were debating, they were literally speaking on the footsteps of the courthouse so the people could be gathered in the streets and hundreds of people in freezing temperature would be outside listening to the differences right before the polls opened so the people could literally go and, you know, say, okay, I've heard my candidate and this is what I like the most about this person. A party platform is sometimes referred to as a manifesto or a political platform, as I've said before. So what I beg is that you take a few minutes and look at the Democratic National Platform. And I also beg that you compare and contrast that to the Republican National Platform. Here is your look when you're looking at the Democratic platform of a facade of communism entrenched with that platform. And what I mean by a facade is you see all of these, it's like a nanny state, and you see all of these issues pointing to, we want you to have this, we want to give you this, we want to create equality for all these things. And all that means is in doing that, for them to do that, they have to aggrandize government's role. In other words, basically subjugate everybody to the will of government or the sovereignty of government. And so, as I say, I want you to take a very, very close look at the Democratic platform. And what I've been asking candidates to do is to actually become very familiar, especially Republican candidates, be familiar with that platform and make their opponents own it. They're the ones that filed as Democrats. They're the ones that say, I align with those principles, and make them own it. Call them out as communists, call them out as altruistic, socialist, whatever you want to. But the fact of the matter is that everything that they are pointing to in those planks is the facade that will take us in the direction of communism. This is the state replacing what we formally know and understand religion, when you all of a sudden have the state getting involved in every facet of welfare and compassionate services. Our government was supposed to be void of religion. And what has happened is that we have allowed what was once a Christian nation, we have allowed ourselves to turn our backs on the tenets of Christianity and have been convinced by the secular progressives to embrace the anti-Christianity perspective, which is literally this democracy, the Democratic Party, the platform, and all of that. There is no room in our government to start ramming down our throats secular progressive religious ideologies. We need to get our government back into becoming non-denominational and supportive of what anybody wants to believe, or at least that's a far better direction than having it rammed down our throats what they believe we have to believe. In other words, we believe you have to believe in evolution because that's the best thing. All these Christian dogma things you believe in, you got to get rid of them. There are stark differences from the Republican and Democratic platforms, and I know that you will see this, and this becomes obvious as you start comparing and contrasting the planks in these platforms or the basic issues within these platforms. So if you do not have a really good reason why not to vote for a Democrat, then just look at it this way. I've said this before, and then we'll get into the issues in a second. Your taxes will go up. Your productivity will go down. Your quality of life will go down. I mean, as you look at these road calming or traffic calming and behavioral integrations into thinning down the roads like on Monroe and so forth, that hinders productivity. That does not increase your quality of life. It does not increase your productivity. And so what government needs to be doing is they need to be making And moving obstacles so that you can be more productive and so that you can contribute more. They should not be hampering productivity one bit. So your quality of life will go down. The cost of goods and services will go up. Look at the hypocrisy, as I said before, in the Kavanaugh nomination, where are those who want Kavanaugh investigated and Tim Ormsby, who has had a DUI? Nobody's calling for that investigation locally, but there's been plenty of people that said, oh, well, the, you know, shoot, he forced a kiss on some girl. Well, we got to investigate that. No. Hey, Tim Ormsby, that guy, didn't he have a DUI? Why are we not looking at that? Was he a public servant at the time? Maybe he needs to take a break. Maybe it is time for Tim to take a break and get out of public service so he can get his head on, because we don't want him to be overly pressured to feel like he has to continually engorge himself with alcohol while he's at these political meetings and so forth. Well, I'm at a hard break, but I will be right back, and I'm going to get into some of these key issues so that we can actually give you better clarity on how to vote as we go into the general election. Thank you so much. I'll be right back after this. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so are you ready? Are you ready? This will be a real surprise for everybody. If you do not know how to vote for your commissioner, and I'd have to drill into the actual pages on this, and I don't necessarily have the time, but the one commissioner issue that I think is the critical one is the one that Rob Chase is running, and I believe that is going to be District 2, I think, off the top of my head, and that's the Mary Cooney, Rob Chase. And I said this last week, both Al French and Mary Cooney, who have been endorsed by RINOs, these two are also receiving huge corporate dollars, where basically corporations are advertising on their behalf in both radio, television, and so forth. The funny thing is, as I noted yet last week, is that they even went to Idaho to actually cut, because the costs were cheaper to actually do TV ads with the Idaho production company instead of doing it in Spokane. Isn't that interesting? So obviously Avista does have a little bit of conscience of how they spend the profits that they're already making off of us. You've got to be kidding me. Our public utility company is making profits where it can actually pay these huge if you want to call them performance bonuses for the CEOs and what have you. We've got to stop this. We have to take back our public utilities based on the intent. There is a monopoly on the services, and this is a government, or basically government-controlled entity. Allowing it to be controlled by the Canadian government is just a crime, as far as I am concerned. It violates every essence of the whole point of creating public utilities. And the fact that Mary Cooney and Al French are allowing this corporation, I mean, Avista ought to be spanked. They ought to be removed as the conservatorship of this utility district, and it needs to be taken over by literally a panel of, I would say, the community that they service, so that we no longer have these highfalutin salaries, highfalutin bonuses, and have the extras that they can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in trying to buy local races. I don't know how much they spent in other races to try to help get this thing through so that they could make their 50-some million dollars. But this, to me, is a crime. And Rob Chase is the best way to protect our economic future, because if you believe that you are going to be economically safe by allowing Avista to be controlled by Hydro One and watch your energy rates go up, you will understand the term economic oppression, because that's exactly what socialism does. And that's the whole point of what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to sell you on this concept of free everything, but they have to take everything, and they will destroy the producers in the process, and we will collapse. That's exactly how it plays. The next step first is the breadlines and the oppression, and then as things finally collapse underneath us, then we all, you know, we lose everything. We do not want that to happen. I believe you as the listeners really care about this, so I'm only asking, I'm pleading that you please vote Rob Chase for that particular seat. Al French, I'd almost say that Robbie is probably a better candidate. She may be the Democrat, but that way we can actually replace the Democrat next election cycle and not worry about having to re-vote for Al French again. Maybe that's the better direction. I don't know. But what I do want to get into is I want to get into measures as well, because these things are sneaky, right? Everybody understands that measures, wow, this really sounds good. And so everybody understands that there is the 1631 that concerns pollution, and we're going to vote no on that. And I actually say no on all of these, but I'll just kind of cover them again. It's 1634, which is a taxation of certain items intended for human consumption. See, what local communities want to do, because they're having a hard time earning their revenue, is they need to tax you, because they're being forced by local and federal programs. They're being forced to have to volley in certain amount of dollars. What we have to do is we have to pull back the covers on what the heck is going on in our government, and why is it that we're spending money the way we are spending it on things that we have no business spending money. See, we don't have a tax problem. Washington State does not have a taxation or revenue problem. Washington State has a spending problem, and it is spending on all sorts of things that are absolutely mind-boggling, such as the way they've been spending money in creating the homeless shelters system that they have. They want to have the drug injection points. You're kidding me. We're spending our tax dollars on those things. In California, they're arguing, well, these guys are going to take drugs anyway. We might as well keep them safe so they don't die. The whole point in trying to do that is to make sure that these drug addicts don't die, so that they can keep getting their votes to giving them more free stuff. And in doing so, they get to take away from you your property, those things that you're working for, and those things that you believe are yours, and your wages are yours. Government has a need. We have a need for government. but we don't have a need for government to need everything from us, because a government that has the power to give everything means that the government has the power to take everything. We've got to reel back on what they're giving. We've got to start forcing compassionate services, go back to investing in churches and local communities, because government is the fast track to blight and destructive policies and destructive behavior. I mean, look at Detroit, look at Baltimore, look at these cities that have been destroyed by progressive policies over the past several decades. There's your empirical evidence if you need any. So this taxation on certain items of human consumption, let me focus on this, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get it so that anytime a local government wants to raise taxes, what they want to do is they want to force that issue to come to you. Well, that sounds like it's a good idea, but it flies in the face of republicanism. The reason you have representatives at your county commissioners, the reason you have representatives in the state legislations, the same thing within your city councils and so forth, those are your representatives that are supposed to be doing the things and making the decisions for you. If you're not happy with them, replace them. But what they're really trying to do here, as far as I'm concerned, is this is a step towards democracy. Because if you understand, if you move everything out to the voters, then you are creating a democracy. And I am not a fan of moving everything to mob rule. And I am ashamed to find that there are Republicans and Republican institutions that are supporting a move towards democracy. Now, I've given you a completely new context on this measure. Even though it sounds good, I hope we defeat this. I hope that we do not force ourselves down the path of a democracy. The next initiative, 1639, which concerns firearms, I am telling you, we need to make sure we vote this down. This is a huge violation of this 14th Amendment, Section 1. I have spoken to some NRA folks and I go, why is it you guys are not focused on the Constitution and educating people? What we need is we need the state legislators to pass a bill that basically says any state legislator or any city or any county legislator, anybody that is working as a representative of the people that passes a law or authors a law that will violate the Constitution will be responsible for the legal battles and also be punished with a criminal charge of treason. Because as far as I'm concerned, when somebody is doing something that is undermining the Constitution of the United States, such as this Hearst decision, the court, whoever the court made this decision on making it illegal for you to have access to your public water is an ex post facto law. Even though this court has no legislative authority, they've overstepped their bounds. And what they have done is they basically enacted an ex post facto law, which means something that was completely legal when you bought that property or when your family bought that property 100 years ago and you still own it, and now all of a sudden it's illegal for you to tap your water. They want to tell you that they can regulate how much water you can pump and all of that. I am sorry. That is an ex post facto law, and that they have to hold these people accountable for violating the Constitution. Because if you read in the Constitution, states cannot pass ex post facto laws, nor can the federal government pass ex post facto laws. So let me move on. There are plenty of other initiatives. One concerning law enforcement. This is all about social justice. It is initiative to the legislature. It's called 940, initiative measure number 940, whatever. Vote no on this one. There is also an advisory, which is an engrossed second substitute on a Senate bill. And I'm telling you, you need to vote no on that as well. We need to literally shut down any of these grabs of our liberty and any of these changes to our formal form of government. Now, I know I probably don't have much time. I've got probably just a few seconds, but I kind of focused a little bit on the Spokane County. I'm going to get back up into Stevens County because there are a couple races up there that to me are a important concern, and we want to highlight them once again, as well as a couple of other races in Stevens or Spokane County. So we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I really only have this final segment. And so what I do need to do is I need to kind of focus on getting this all out to you. That way we can actually have, I'm hoping, a very succinct message that we vote very specifically for the Republicans, that we can actually ensure that the Republicans are literally getting in so that we can move forward with getting our liberties back and working that way. We have problems with the Republican Party, but I just want you to know that those things I'm going to be addressing right after the election. There is an elephant in the room and nobody's talking about it. And so I'm going to get into those things. And this is very specifically why I'm actually going to speak to a state Republican Central Committee meeting where they have their entire county chairs and everybody all in the same room. And we're going to talk about that elephant in the room. So with that, before I move out of Stevens County, let me kind of get into some of the legislative races. And you already heard me talking about Tim Ormsby, and Dave Lucas is his opponent. Tim Ormsby may be a nice guy. I don't know. He may be. I know that he's avoided trying to do a debate. I know that Dave has constantly said, let's debate, let's debate. And I believe the people deserve debates. Lincoln would not have won against Douglas had he not debated. And I believe that, as I said before, I think Tim maybe needs some time off. I think he needs a break because of some of the behavior that has happened in the past that nobody likes talking about. They don't want to have to address these types of things, but that's why we have journalists kind of bring these things up. I think that there needs to be a thorough investigation on what happened, how it was handled, and how is Tim getting around today? I mean, does he still have his license? When did he get it back? You know, is he still drinking? Has he, you know, we all have dragons, and sometimes we need help to basically command those dragons. Maybe it was just a mistake, but we don't know until we've got a full investigation. So with that, I'd also like to endorse, if I can just say that, Tom Taylor for the Legislative District 3 position one, and Dave Lucas's position two. We already know Legislative District 4 position one is Matt Shea, want his reelection affirmed, and Bob McCaslin as well. And Jeff Holy in the 6th Legislative District for Senator, and Legislative District 6 position one, Mike Vols, as well as Jenny Graham. And in Legislative District 7, we want to secure Shelley Short's reelection, as well as Jacqueline Maycumber, as well as Joel Kretz. Everybody that's running, all these Democrats, I'm telling you, they're communists. And if you start looking at those platforms, make these Democrat candidates own that platform. You know, the bottom line is, I believe the new independent is going to be the local preference of choice, so that these people have to avoid that. But the reality is that these people that are using the independent party are probably more Democratic than they are Republican. And once we start taking back the Republican Party, as I start talking about it after the election, we will start actually having the conversation in really taking control of our destiny as an electorate once again, and getting the representation we deserve. With that, Mary Dye in Legislative District 9, position 1, and Joe Schmick is the preference for position 2 in Legislative District 9. With the Stevens County now, with what time I have left, let me focus on some really key races. First off, the sheriff's race is critical. We've had some really bad endorsements of people that are demagogues that have supported the, and I'll just say, the establishment choice of the sheriff, Brad Menke. If you look at everybody that has endorsed him, some of those people are flaming demagogues that have literally used their position as for political clout or what have you. I wouldn't necessarily say any of those names that are endorsing him are necessarily what I would consider a high mark for people who are really supporting individual liberty and individual sovereignty. I will tell you, Mike Berry is the guy we need to support. We want to make sure Mike Berry becomes the sheriff so that Stevens County can actually be kind of cleansed of the establishment control that has kind of taken over that county. We need to have some real honest and detailed investigations to get to the bottom of some of the problems that Stevens County has been facing. The guy that has been blessed to ensure the cover-up continues is Brad Menke. And that's why the establishment, these rhinos and demagogues, are all supporting that. You know, I'm okay with dirty laundry coming out, especially because it allows us to clean house and get things right. We can no longer allow some of the status quo to continue, especially if we want to be honest about certain things. I would also say that if you look at the prosecuting attorney office, that which is Tim Rasmussen, I would highly recommend, and I would like to actually extend a write-in campaign to Grant Peterson. He's the chair of the of the Central Committee for the Republican Party, and I'd like to see everybody write in Grant Peterson for that position, because I'm not impressed with the things I've heard about Tim Rasmussen, and I believe that he has caused more problems than he's worth. He's taking on the county commissioners. He has caused all sorts of little problems, and he seems to be, even though it says he prefers the Republican Party, I don't think so. I think he is a facade, and I think it's time we actually start looking for, if not this write-in campaign, we need to make sure that we have a good candidate replacing Tim Rasmussen, period. And I would love to see a good investigation in his behavior coming leading into this election, because he kind of had opened up one of the county commissioner seats for having to fake, because we would have had a really good constitutional opportunity of getting a constitutional type of person in to, you know, to compete with Don DeShill. And not that Don's not a good guy, he's a good Republican. But what ended up happening is, I believe Tim Rasmussen was kind of involved, and I don't know all the details, but all I know is when you see somebody that is unattested, let's do a write-in, and I just recommend everybody write in Grant Peterson for prosecuting attorney for that position. And if Grant Peterson wins and he's not qualified, then, well, at least it may go to the county commissioners and we can find somebody else. Or maybe if Leck doesn't win, because Leck is running for district judge or court judge. He is a prosecuting attorney. Leck, and I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong, Radzimski. Leck Radzimski is also a really good candidate for becoming the prosecuting attorney for the county. So those are two critical races that I see that really need to be, you know, brought forward. I know that there are really good candidates, but again, I'll just recap my endorsements. John Olson is my endorsement. Lori Larson is actually the first Republican running to unseat Tim Gray, who has been the Democrat in control of the elections and that process in Stevens County for a long time. And so Julie James, I mentioned her before. She doesn't have an opponent. But, you know, that's okay. You know, if you want to do a write-in for yourself, by all means. I don't know of any movements for a write-in campaign for a county clerk. But Don DeShill definitely deserves a re-election. And I think it's really important that we look at, you know, how the independent party was absolutely able to get into a contesting of that seat. And the coroner I'm supporting or endorsing, even though, you know, Brent is supposedly a good Republican, Lori Sampson by far is the person of my endorsement. Mike Berry, if you're looking for a good sheriff, Mike Berry is the man. I mean, just go through the Republican pamphlet and look and contrast. It doesn't reek of he's one of us, he's from here, you know, he doesn't have any qualifications, but he's one of us. I mean, the major qualification is he's one of us. And with Mike Berry actually has all sorts of leadership qualifications. He has look and compare and contrast with Menke and Berry. You'll find that Berry actually has the qualifications of becoming sheriff. And so I'm really hoping and looking forward to hopefully working with Mike Berry, and we'll see how it goes. But we've only got a couple of weeks. With the treasurer, I know Trina Cox may be a decent Republican, good person, don't know. But I do know Leslie, and she has my endorsement. I know Leslie has the integrity necessary for being a good county treasurer, just like as Rob Cruz has been. And as judge goes, like I said, I have actually interviewed both of those judges, or I should say candidates, Gina Twite, as well as Leck Radzimski, and it's a toss-up. I mean, they both kind of have the very similar views and, you know, similar positions. I will say that Gina has some expertise, but with that, I'm out of time. I am G.R. Mobley. I am Reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help. But please join us next week, and I will be back. God bless.